There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Come on. Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is a strong and powerful Ben Osterveld. He is a business and mindset coach. He's helping people build a life that they love. Excited to have you on, Ben. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay, let's do this. My name's Ben. Personal life, 5 kids, married for 19 years, living in West Vancouver. We moved here not long ago. It's been a dream of ours. We believe in building, waking up to a place that you love, with the people you love, doing what you love. It's an intentional way to live. And I believe that we just have to get the heck out of our own way, and we can literally build the life that we love. And money and time are always an excuse, and we believe that deeply. So the work I'm doing right now is I run retreats. This is a deep dive into personal growth. It's the get you out of your way. It's called the From Within Retreats. But the main thing I'm doing is I help real estate agents transform from a hustler to a business owner. First, by getting clear on what they want. Most of them are chasing someone else's goals, like most people do. We help them shine the light on their limiting beliefs, help them unravel that, and then we just help them raise their client experience so their referrals get crazy, and put in the day-to-day operations, and then also help them put in systems that are going to keep their clients for the rest of their life. It's our flagship program we're running. Got a book coming out as well, The Richest Real Estate Agent, How to build a 7-figure business without sacrificing your family.
I love it. Nice.
That's the stuff I'm up to.
So
by
you,
the way, George.
Yes.
My grandpa's name was George. My cousin's name's George, and I had a dog named George.
Wow.
I don't know if that. Now I have a friend named George.
There it is, man. The dog named George. I don't know if I ever met a dog named George.
Yeah, I know.
George.
Like, that was the one thing. I'm like, should I tell him I had a dog named George? I'm like, is that a? He was an awesome dog.
I think George is a great dog name. 1,000%. Yeah. So
we have a dog named Gus now.
Okay. Gus is also a great dog name.
Yeah.
Maybe G is just a great dog name that start with G.
Yeah,
Greg,
G-Dog.
Though, no. Greg is not a good dog name. Anyway.
Greg. Yeah, let's skip that. And we move on, right?
And we move on. So where did y'all move from?
Alberta. Okay. Canada, Alberta. So the prairies.
So that's less desirable than West Vancouver, I'm to understand.
Yeah, good people, kind-hearted, lots of opportunities, but I'm looking at the ocean right now, so yeah. That's the trump card.
Yeah, for sure, 1,000%. Nice. All right, so I am a huge advocate of intentional living and trying to get out of my own way, although that's not necessarily easy, so... Tell me a little bit about like the problems that people come to you with. Like what are you helping to solve?
You know what? I think massive clarity. I think when we have a lot of what I do is set their compass. I help them set people's compasses. So what happens is we grew up in a life that we're told what to do. Even in kindergarten, you're told to stand in line and ask to go pee. Like there's everything, our entire life has been great people around us. Let's just pretend no one's ever had any trauma, but lots of people telling us what to do and how to do it. And I think what's missing is people saying, what do you want? And what happens is we follow our parents' goals. I work with a lot of ethnic people and, you know, Chinese and Arab and different people like that. The parents' approval becomes massively powerful. That they lose track of who they are. And I think that we live a life that that we go for so long, it doesn't matter how clear your goals are. If you're going the wrong direction, it's the wrong direction. And so first things first is people come to me, and a lot of times they actually don't want personal work. They don't want intentional living. They don't want, you know what they want? They want something that's not working to work. And the problem is they've tried many, many things, different systems, different coaches, different things. Most people come to me after that. And they're like, it's not working. I'm like, well, yeah, because it's you. I'm like, has ever, it's like, here's what I look at. Okay. So as a business coach, I like to see, like, you can get a business coach that can help you really build a race car. Okay. You got an amazing engine, turbo. Those represent really good systems, good team, all of these things, finances, you've raised money, you've gotten in blah, 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 blah. You've got everything working so perfect on paper, but guess what? Who's growing? The drivers. And that's what I do, is I help, is because if you take a race car driver, for the analogy, and a race car driver jumps into any single car, and George, if you're not a race car driver, any race car, myself, and they say, let's race, Ben, I'll give you the best car you can ever imagine, the fastest car ever. I'll take the old jalopy. I'll take the Toyota Camry. Let's take it out on the track. Who wins? The guy that can drive the race car wins. So what that means is the greatest hack to business is to become an amazing race car driver versus building the best business. Because if you take a guy that's made $15 million in a business or $100 million and he jumped into a business that's $500,000 of profit, what does he do? He brings it right up to $2 or $3 million. But if you got a guy with a mindset, let's just say he's not a good driver, takes $1 million business or $10 million business and jumps into the driver's seat, he drops that baby down to $250,000 a year. And so the fact is that we miss the fact of growing the human who operates the business. We spend 99% of the time growing the business systems and the strategies and the marketing. By the way, hundreds of ways work. That's the problem. Tons of things work. It's just how good they work, but they all work. And so the problem is the person behind the business is the missing factor.
I love it. Anything will work as long as you do, but if you are not optimized, then it's not going to work out. And the most wonderful map in the world, if you're moving in the wrong direction, then it's just, you know, you could have the greatest goals in the world, the most well thought out business plan, but if it's not for you, if you think it's crap, like deep down in your heart, then you're just not going to experience the success that you want.
Well, the thing is, if they're not your goals, you won't have, like, in business, you get kicked in the teeth a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just part of the deal. And if you can't get kicked in the teeth, like, think about this. What if you don't have the motivation to push through the bullshit that we run into in business, the lost deals, the lawsuit, whatever it is, if you're in the wrong direction, you'll crack. You will fail. You'll go to depression, anger, victim mode, whatever it is. A lot of times they're just not, it's not your goals. It's like, what would I be excited to clean someone else's car? No, but I like cleaning my own car. I'll vacuum up my car, but George, I'm not touching yours. You know, you're like, Ben, you got to get my car done. I'm like, I don't want to. So now you're fighting an internal lack of motivation. And then you buy books like the 5 a.m. Club. And you buy books like these Master Yourself. Fuck, guys, you're doing the wrong thing. It's not even your goals. So your motivation is a 3 out of 10. And half the time, if we could just get motivation fixed, then guess what? It's 10 times easier being in a business. And it's 10 times easier building a life because it's actually yours. Of course, we're interested in ours. I don't want to build my dad's life. Forget that.
Yeah. No, I appreciate all that. I think it's spot on. When people are listening to this and when you're talking to a group of people or one-on-one, are they like, yeah, I totally want to rip everything down and start over? Are they like, maybe I'll just try a different tactic instead of actually digging into this?
You know what? I had a mentor before say a great line. He goes, when the pain is enough, we change. And I'm trying to in my life to be really dedicated to not go to that pair. I've bounced off the bottom a few times thinking, oh, I better do something about this. Like my marriage almost fell apart when I made $1.1 million in selling real estate before I sold my real estate company. And that was the year my wife said, I think I want to leave you. And I remember sitting there literally crying on the floor because I knew she was serious. And I sat there and I was like, I said to her, I said, I effed up. I've been doing everything. Like, I'm a good guy. I've been doing everything for my family, taking care of them, being a good provider. She looks at me and goes, I don't need any of that. And I looked at her with just such a, like, you know, a dog tilts her head, like, what the hell? I'm like, and it hit me. I had already won the game, and I was still playing like it was overtime. And so when those things happen, those things are very, very extreme, but those are the moments you start taking down the things that are the limiting beliefs, what holds you back, your own, you know, it all comes back from your backstory. It all does. And you're not willing to look at them until sometimes that happens. Now, the other way is proactive. I've had people in bad relationships. I've had depression people. But do you know what's crazy, George? Everyone has that. This is not like those trauma people. No, everyone has something that's not being dealt with. I deal with a lot of emotional intelligence, and that's just a fancy way to say I really connect people with how they feel, because most of their life they're avoiding it. And so when they're avoiding their feelings, the feeling is literally the compass. And so now they're just using their brain and their analytics to figure out how to go forward when it's their feelings that matter, because their brain and their feelings don't match. So we have to reconcile that massively. So that's a lot of what we do. So when people come to me, they're probably disconnected from their feelings. And so because they're avoiding it and it's painful, why do you want to feel bad? Of course not. But when life, it's almost like this, you're walking with a limp through life and all of a sudden you want to run a race.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Or you're walking with a back and you refuse to go to the chiropractor. It's a little bit out, but you know what? Who cares? We can deal with it. Not a big deal. I can still do everything, go fishing, whatever. But as soon as you want to do anything more, it holds you back. And that's when they show up.
I'll leave well enough alone. I'm not going to upset the apple cart. I'm just going to keep doing this.
I like the apple. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's working. It's okay. But you have a desire for more, that's who I work with. The desire for just more, or something in the gut is just not sitting right. You know, you're like, I've met people that are being almost separating, and then after I work with them, they're back together. And it's just literally their own selves. But no one's teaching anyone how to fix the person. You know, by the way, systems are easy. Hiring is easy. You know what I mean? Being a business owner is just outsourcing all the shit that you don't want to do. You don't even need to worry about fixing procrastination. You just hire it out. Like, people are trying to fix procrastination. They think they're disorganized. They're not. They just need to, the business part's easy. It all comes back down to the inner game, the inner mindset, limiting beliefs, your motivations. You're not clear on your own goals. You're chasing someone else's goals. That's the majority of what happens.
Yeah. So I nod my head. I say, yeah, this is totally me. I am now ready to engage in this process of digging in. How do we get started?
You know what? I think we have to stop listening to other people. When I fly on a plane, I do a lot of traveling. If I go speaking or whatever, running a conference, and what happens is I like the barf bag because I'm a little bit funny, and I'll write a letter to my wife or to my kids as if I'm going to die when I fly. And so I write the letter because I think it's funny, because if I die and if they find the barf bag, I think that's great. Anyways, I don't know if it'll survive, but either way, I write the letter and I always tell my kids, don't listen to anybody. And I think if I was to get really honest with myself, I think we need to not listen to anybody. I think we have the answers within, George. And I think the greatest way to give up all your power and control in your life is just to think that someone else has the way for you. That's why people follow cults. That's why people get scammed. if you can truly believe that you are a trusted human being with great wisdom, understand that you have the answer built in, you just got to get clear with who you are. I think that's the greatest advice, is to stop listening to people, which would be stop comparing. And I think that comparing is not the problem. It's that we actually value other opinions that are higher than our own. And I think there's a massive, massive issue with not trusting themselves. The reason why is because they're lying to themselves about their emotions. So they have this intrinsic feeling that they can't trust themselves because they're not honest with themselves. That would lead me to the next thing, is get so freaking ugly honest, like, but without judgment. If you're going to judge yourself, you're screwed. Like, you literally, it is the one thing that any bit of growth, we can't judge ourselves. So if you watch yourself judge yourself, well, then that's fine. That's fine. We're going to judge ourselves. But I'm just saying, though, if you want to move forward in your inner work and you want to move forward and get really successful, you have to stop judging yourself. So stand alone has got to be something that's a theme. I'm willing to stand alone. I'm willing to trust myself. And I'm also just going to get so freaking ugly honest, like ridiculously honest. Then we can actually start moving forward at really high speed.
I think that that's really well said. Get ugly honest without judgment. Just recognizing that all the things that we feel like are mistakes and things that they're very human, and that we need to forgive ourselves, that if we want things that are different than what we've been doing or what our family wants, that that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The pressure to be something that we're not is on every single angle, everywhere, everywhere. That's the thing, right? Who's asking, what do you want, George? And then you're like, I want this. I'm like, really? No, like, remember the one thing you're not saying? What do you really want? You know, many guys I've worked with that are high, high successful human beings, a lot of high-end real estate agents and business owners. And what I find is that it's funny. I got one guy named Norm. He very successful, runs his own brokerage. And going through my process of setting your compass, and what he decided was, he secretly always wanted to sing. But he never let himself do it. So you know what? Just, it's the weirdest thing. If you're like, what's the results of working with Ben? Well, he sings now. And you would not believe. And another lady, she denied herself horses. Okay, watch this. You guys have to understand, it's not a business problem. See, we're trying to solve our business problems, but it's not a business problem. It's an emotional problem. So the thing is that we go after the fuel and the motivation first. So I got her, she goes, oh, I've got too much. I can't do horses right now. I'm like, yeah, your energy sucks. No wonder that's what you're bringing to your business. I'm like, how do you feel after you ride horses? And it took me about 6 weeks. And I just literally yesterday saw a post with her holding a ribbon, and she just won in a competition, in a jumping competition. She's like so skilled in this, but she was denying herself this, which was her fuel. We don't look at her fuel. I teach energy leaks a lot. One of the courses I work through in my courses is the energy leaks. Because the energy leak is like, how are you going to win? Like, first thing we need to do is fill up the tank with gas, then take the trip. But most people are like, let's go. I'm like, you have a leak. Let's go fishing. Don't worry. I'll be just bucketing out the water as we go. Don't worry. I can still make it. It just seems crazy to me. So the people that I work with start singing and dancing. And you know why? Because they're freaking happy. There's nothing like love energy that fuels you. Most people have decided that to become a master, you got to beat the living shit out of yourself every day. It's absolute ridiculous. And I feel like it's amateur hour. Yeah, just get up at 5 a.m., do the 1 hour. I'm like, this sounds terrible. Do you know how much energy it takes to master yourself? Why don't just be yourself? Sorry, I'm just getting myself excited here, George.
No, that's amazing. I love it. Yes. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
This is serious for me, right? Like, it's serious. I spent 365 days in a rehab center, lived on the streets, got into trouble with the law. I've done a lot of things in my life that have just been a painful, torturous beginning. And gone through a lot. And I realize not much else matters. You know, first you got to get the inside fixed. Building business is literally a hobby. It's so fun and it's not hard to do. It's like I tell people to hire someone and they're like, oh, and you want to see the friction when they say hire someone? Like, you talk to someone and say, just get an assistant. I think every human being needs an assistant. If you own a business, you need an assistant. Oh, I can't afford it until I'm this and blah, blah, blah. What they're really saying is I'm scared. I'm going to be exposed as a disorganized person. I'm going to have internal accountability that I'm going to have to do this. My relationship skills are going to be examined. And although what's really going on is I don't have time or money. And I'm like, okay, do you have $15? Yeah, that's 60 minutes. That's 60 minutes. Do you know how cool that is? If someone came into your office right now, Jordan says, oh, you give me $15, I will work for you for 60 minutes. Could you find something for them to do?
Yeah, I love it.
And so that's a practical way. But you look at the internal game, and we always say money and time. Always. Right.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Ben, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference-making tip. I think we've been tipping this whole time.
For
now
sure.
I gotta fit something out. I gotta dig deeper now. Hey, shit. Okay. Difference-making tip. Okay. Here's what I always say. You want to change the next generation? Change yourself. This is my life motto. I want to help people. I want to make an impact. Here's the issue. People that come to me and says, I want to impact 1 million people. I think that's straight ego. I think it's absolute ego. It's great for marketing and having big goals. It probably isn't what they want. So my difference-making tip is to change the next generation by changing yourself. Anything that you can break the pattern of. I'll tell you right now, I broke the patterns of my father. And my father had a very hard time being a father. I would not consider him someone that I would recommend having as a father. I'll tell you right now, that has changed for the rest of my life. I have broken these things, and my kids now are going to change my next kids. I've now changed. I probably will get to 1 million people just by changing yourself.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. Ben, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Go to benosterveld.com, BenOOSTERVELD.com. You can see if you're not a real estate agent and you're just someone that wants to look within, I do a From Within retreat. That's a 4-day deep dive on who you are, what you want, and it's about building a life you love. That's really critical to actually setting up your life or resetting your life. The other thing is the Real Estate Reboot Camp. It's an amazing 6-month program that we help them get clear, help them with their short-term goals, client experience, and long-term operations. It's one of the most powerful programs in the market. The success rate's 9 out of 10. People are having massive changes financially, but it always starts inwardly. So those are the two things. And I got my book coming out, so keep an eye. It's not available for another few months.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Ben your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to benosterveld.com. That's BenOOSTERVELD.com. Check out the From Within retreat. Check out the real estate reboot camps, and look for the book down the road as well. Thanks again, Ben.
Beautiful. Thanks, man. Be a pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.